me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. In this morning, we are going to talk about the divine revelation of the Son of God. First, the testimony of John the Baptist. In the book of Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to 19, chapter 1, verse 19 to 28, John testifies. Now, this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not Christ." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who send us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied, "In the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice, one calling in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' Now some Pharisees who had seen, had been sent, questioned him, 'Why do you baptize if you are not Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" Amen. This is an interesting part of John the Baptist's life. When he came to show the path, clear up the path, actually not to show, but to clear up the path and preparing the people to receive Christ. Christ or Christos, the Savior of the world, the Mashiach, the one who is anointed, that who will be coming to the world according to the prophecies, according to the word God gave to Adam and Eve, the son, the child of the woman who is to come, praise God. And for centuries, the people waited for the Jew, the people of God, they waited and waited and waited for the Messiah or Christ to come into the world. God in his time sent, a preparer of the way, a man who prepared the way of the Lord. Praise God. And his name is John the Baptist. John the Baptist was born according to the plan of God. As we read in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 29 onwards, we can see the birth of Jesus. John the Baptist has been told to his father Zechariah. Zechariah, the priest of that season, he was in the temple, he was ministering, and then he had the appearance of the angel. The angel presented to him, and we see when we read that history of John the Baptist, that we see that how he was born. There was a angel named Gabriel comes to Zechariah and tells that the coming of his son, that his wife will have a birth, pregnant, and will have a son. But Zechariah did not believe. So God, the angel said that until you believe this, until this happened, because you did not believe, you will not speak. So we see that there was this forerunner for Jesus Christ, as Isaiah has prophesied, has been born. Amen. And now he's in his ministry. He's baptizing people for repentance. And now he's been questioned. Amen. And I have seen, he says, I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. And in verse 29 to 34, chapter 1 of John, the Gospel, here we see the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God Now, we can re-understand what John is saying. Now, about the questions the people sent by the leaders of the people asked him, "Are you Christ?" "No, I am not." "Are you that prophet?" Now, who are we talking about? Which prophet? Now, we know in Deuteronomy, Moses told them that there will be a person like him will be born, and his name, he is going to be a, God is going to raise a prophet like me from among you, and he will lead you. Now, the prophet Moses wrote about, Moses talked about, "Are you that prophet?" That is the question. "No, I am not that prophet," he answered. "Then why are you doing this?" Praise God. That was the thing that John had to answer. "I am only a voice. I have seen and I am testifying that this person is the Lamb of God." So we hear, we can read in John's Gospel. John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I am baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." See, when John is baptizing people, they are convinced, they are repenting, they are preparing themselves to be ready to reveal by Jesus Christ, who is going to be the Redeemer, who is going to be the Messiah. So you have to be ready to prepare, to be ready to receive the Messiah. John then gave this testimony. "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.'" Now, John was given this information from God, that when you baptize this person and in whom you see the Spirit of God coming in the shape of the dove and reside on him, he is the one who baptized in Holy Spirit. So the one who baptized in the Holy Spirit, he is the Christ or Messiah. "I have seen and testify that this is the Son of God." Amen. So this is the testimony of John the Baptist. So we have few testimonies after this. First, one of them is the testimony of John the Baptist. The next day, John there was again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." So this is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, in this time, in this year that everyone has been just finished celebrating the Passover and the Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Now John's testimony says, this is the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Jesus showed his divine power. In Gospel of John, we see that he was invited for a wedding in Cana. So we go to how Matthew has presented the incident in calling his disciples who were going to be his apostles, where calling of Simon his brother Andrew in Matthew 4:18-20 and Matthew 4:21, we see that Jesus called James and John, sons of Zebedee. Now, when Jesus is calling these young people or men, and how did they follow him? I will say that, in my opinion, it was the divine power in Jesus that these men follows Jesus as he calls them to follow. Now, it has to be true that God had already known them, those whom going to be called in his ministry. God includes the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Where was Jesus before? With the Father. He was not only with the Father, he was the Word, or the Scripture, spoken by Father and became flesh. So here we have a transformation. The Word Christ, which is Christ himself, who was in the Father as the Word of the Father and spoken by the Father, who translated into human flesh. We also see the disciples follows him as the Baptist pointing them to Jesus. Here, look, the Lamb of God. Now, when John presented and testified, also in John 1:29, as we just read, we have seen that the Andrew and another disciple, supposedly John, who did not mention his name, followed Jesus. In 1 John 1:37-42, we can see the next day Jesus decided to leave Galilee, finding Philip, and he said to follow me. God the Father, through the Holy Spirit, revealed these men that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, anyone who, like me or you, anybody who hearing the word of God, hearing the message of salvation, you need to be called by God. The message of Jesus, that Jesus is the Son of God, has to be given to us by the Father, but through the Holy Spirit. Father attracts us towards the Jesus message so that we will follow him. So we all have been called by God one time or another time, just like the disciples of Jesus, that we have come to the conclusion, we came to the repentance, we came to the understanding that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and we must believe in him. So Philip told Nathanael and told him that we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth? It was the question. Now you see how Satan play his part in bringing unbelief. The prophets said that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem of Ephrathah, in Judah, in the family of David. Messiah will be son of David. He will be in the lineage of a king. This was true, and that is where he was born, in Bethlehem of Ephrathah, in Judah, the son of David. You can look at the Matthew's genealogy and also Gospel of Luke. He write the genealogy through the mother of Jesus, the Mary. But now, did this happen in Nazareth? The history, Herod was killing all the children at age 2 and under because he wanted to get rid of Jesus, who was born as the king of the Jews. And he had to go to exile in Egypt. As the Jeremiah's prophecy says, there was a mass murder taking place in Judea, a sound heard in crying of bitter grief. It is the sound of Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Jeremiah 31 verse 15. This was prophesied by Jeremiah around approximately 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, when Herod was going to kill the children in Judea. Now, how people forgot that Jesus was born in Judea after the death of Herod, Joseph returns with his family to Israel. Now, until Herod's death, they lived in exile in Egypt. And once the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, met Joseph again and told him that the ones who wanted to destroy the child has been dead. So while he returned in the time of Herod's death, they chose to live in Galilee, of Nazareth of Galilee, just because Archelaus, the son of Herod, was ruling Judea. So that made another prophecy to fulfill. It says that in Jeremiah, that I called my son from Egypt. So that was a prophecy that Jesus was called that back into his own country. Praise the Lord. And also it said that Jesus lived in Nazareth and he grew up in Nazareth. So another prophecy says that he will be called Nazarene. So that was also going to be fulfilled. Now Nathanael came to Jesus. He was told by Philip, and Philip, Nathanael coming, Jesus said to him, "Here, he is the true Israelite in whom there is no false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael says. Well, the answer to that, Jesus says, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip was calling you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Now, historians believe that Nathanael must have been studying the Torah, sitting under the fig tree. Also, another time, it says that when Herod was killing all the children of 2 years and under, praise the Lord, Nathanael has been taken by his mom because she used to work under the fig trees, and they have been in the thick bushes, thick leaves of the fig tree underneath. They were sitting so that his life has been saved. Now, regardless of what the story is, God, Lord Jesus, knew Nathanael before. Same to us. We have been called. If you have been called today, if you hear the voice of the Lord today, that Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the Passover Lamb. He died for our sins. If you hear that voice today again, it is also a call for you that Lord knows you. Lord knows all about you. Your birth, your life, anything you are going through in your life, whatever you are struggling with, whatever situations you are going through, the Lord Jesus knows all of it. Praise God that he is ready to receive you any moment, any time that you will come to him and repent. Praise God. The prophet written as Moses, I said before, in the Deuteronomy 18, verse 15, "God will raise a prophet like me from among you." This is the divine work. Jesus conducted his divine thing. Matthew writes in Gospel of Matthew 4:23, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogue, preaching the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease and sickness among the people. This is what the prophet said, what Messiah will do when he comes, in the book of Isaiah. When you read book of Isaiah, chapter 61, we can see the work of Messiah when he comes. Amen. 61 chapter, we go to that first part of the chapter 61. The scripture says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim the freedom of the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. Proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our Lord, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness. Praise the Lord. This is what happens when the Messiah ministered to his people. Now, Jesus Christ ministered mainly in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, praise the Lord, most of the time with Israel. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. This is Christ speaking from heaven before his coming, at least 734 years before he took his birth. He in spirit going into Isaiah, Isaiah prophesying, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. Because the Lord has anointed me and preached the good news to the poor. Now if you go to book of Luke, Gospel chapter 4, verse 18, you will see that this particular incident actually happened in the life of Jesus Christ all the way. Praise the Lord. Chapter 4, verse 18. It says that Jesus went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This is what Jesus came for. Now, his own message, which he spoke from heaven through Isaiah, here he comes in the earth 200 some years ago, praise the Lord, that Jesus standing in the synagogue, is reading about himself. Isn't that an amazing thing happened? Jesus came to fulfill all the things which was said about him. And this was a great sign of Israel should have known the work of Messiah. First, his birth, Genesis 3:15 proclaims his coming, his type of birth, Isaiah 8:17, as the son of a virgin, place of his birth in Bethlehem, which is spoken by Micah the prophet, chapter 5, verse 2, the ministry of Messiah in Isaiah chapter 61, and the life of Jesus Christ in four Gospels. We can see everything prophesied on Jesus Christ, who must be the Messiah, the one who that prophecy has been fulfilled. Now, testimony from Gospel of John. John writes, chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. John writes, "This is the first of his miracles, signs he has done, which is, he has turned the water into wine in the Galilee of Cana of Galilee." Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee the first of his miracle. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their trust in him. Now we see his first miracle in Galilee. Then he healed the sick, cast out demons, made lame to walk, cleansed the lepers, and made blind to see, and the deaf to hear. Amen. So Christ has been fulfilling the ministry which has been told about him. Son of the woman of Nain has been raised from dead. Jairus' daughter was raised from dead. Healed Roman centurion's servant. Amen. Raised the paralyzed man for 38 years. Raised Lazarus from dead. and many, many, many others, John the Apostle wrote, the miracles Jesus performed can be written out in any books in the world, that there will not be enough paper. Praise the Lord. This is a Jesus Christ, Son of God, who came to this world. Praise the Lord. I just talked about the revelation or the testimony of John the Baptist. Amen. And also, according to the scripture, Jesus has came. Amen. According to the prophecies of Moses, Jesus has came, and how his ministry has been prophesied by Isaiah has been fulfilled, and how John presented his testimony concerning Jesus, that he is the Lamb of God. Dear friends, these are the days that we are celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. These are the best days that we can accept him, also our Lord and Savior. And may I pray with you, if you are ready to do this moment, just go ahead and pray with me. Lord Jesus, please come to my heart. We believe that you are the Son of God, and Father God, forgive our sins and forgive our shortcomings and failures, and make us your child. We accept Jesus Christ in our heart as our Lord and Savior. If you pray this prayer, and if you go to a good Bible believing church and you pray every day and confess and cleanse and purify by the blood of Jesus, you are going to be in heaven with the Lord when he returns to receive us. We thank you, and God richly bless you for listening to this broadcast. Thank you.
Christ the Blessed One gives you all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Something new is going on, and the show is called New Day with your host, Rhett Palmer. That's me. And you can listen right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., and 3 p.m. I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day.
Here I am in a river of questions. Can I pour my heart out to a listening ear? Well, I see this life, it's valleys and mountains, and I think of all the roads that brought me here. Oh, that brought me here. Walking down the road. Well, I've questioned my reason, this life I'm living. I question my ability to judge wrong from right. Well, I questioned all the things I've ever called certain, my race, my religion, my country, my mind. But the one thing I don't question is you. You really love.